This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zine.
Good evening, Ezra, I'm Caroline O.
All right, it's Talk Back, folks, and we're going to be talking about the state of the ringgit and how it's affected you. You can call us at 0377109000, text us at 0162019000, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Okay, so our topic this evening, like, is one that's near, very dear to our hearts and our pockets.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
The weakening Malaysian ringgit. Now, as we know, the Malaysian ringgit has taken a beating 2 days ago. It fell to levels that we haven't seen in 17 years since the Asian financial crisis. It was at 4.25 against the US dollar.
So by and large, analysts have been too positive about the outlook, and some of the most ominous predictions have become a reality. As an example, just last month, the Financial Times reported that some banks predicted that the ringgit will sink to as low as 3.88 to the dollar by the end of 2015. Now, just 1 month later, and the ringgit has fallen to over 4.0 to the US dollar. Well, there are many factors at play today. The ringgit was last at, how much was it?
4.01.
There you go.
To the US dollar. So, you know, at home, obviously, you know, a lot of us are worried about what this would mean. You know, we'd have less purchasing power, maybe due to higher imports, which then affects the cost of goods to consumers. And just this morning, Bank Negara Governor Tan Sri Zeti Akhtar Aziz said that it's important to have savings and that we have to brace ourselves and prepare for continuing volatility over the next few months.
Also, you know, some of us have kids perhaps studying overseas, and folks will be bracing themselves for the next installment of tuition fees and the unavoidable increase in our children's monthly allowance. And in the end, we're left wondering about this uncertainty of our economy, which then manifests in confusion, frustration. And we've seen a lot of that in social media. And so before all hell breaks loose, we thought we'd break down the conversation of the weakening ringgit to how has it affected you?
Yeah, has the weakening ringgit had an impact on your purchases, maybe your holidays, your choices? I mean, bringing it home this evening to find out if your pocket has been hit in any way.
How has the weakening ringgit affected you? That's the question we're asking this evening. You can call us at 0377109000, text us at 0162019000, or tweet us at BFM Radio. It's the evening edition. Talk Back will be right back after this on BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 0377109000. Text 0162019000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is TalkBack on BFM 89.9.
You're with Caroline and Ezra. It's TalkBack. Call us at 0377109000. You can text us at 0162019000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you, how has the weakening ringgit affected you? Has it had an impact on your business or personal finances? Has the state of the ringgit influenced your purchasing decisions?
Yeah, that's right. So we received a message here from a BFM listener. It says, I cannot bring any more car parts from Seoul, from the States.
Like that, or somebody just wants to go to South Korea right now. Clearly. So, no, what's really interesting, I mean, just trying to get, you know, a sense of how people are feeling with all of these news reports. I mean, it just has to be something quite personal. And I'll tell you a particular story, at least within the conversations that's happening in my family. I mean, I've got a lot of young cousins, and a lot of them are entering into that sort of end of high school, going into sort of university and college. And some of them have had great opportunities to study overseas, the United States, United Kingdom. Some of them have scholarships, some of them don't. And, you know, with this drastic change in the past few months, past few weeks, it's really sort of changed the approach as to what was once feasible. And now maybe, well, let's maybe look at other options. And we saw that story today that was reported in The Star about how some varsities, colleges and universities, some private colleges and universities, they're actually adjusting their tuition fees because there's an acknowledgement that, yeah, you know, the ringgit has just fallen so drastically.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it doesn't even have to be carried that far. I mean, we're talking about educational fees, and, you know, that's a bomb, whatever the exchange rate. It's just a really, really bad now. I mean, something as small as buying an app on your phone these days. You know, 99 cents isn't what it used to be.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it's true. Yeah. And you think twice and three times, you know, before spending, say, $5 because it's just so much more from what it used to be, even subscribing to different channels, for example.
Yeah, but also, I mean, you know, people, you know, online shopping, for example, you know, people used to buy all sorts of different things in the UK, in the US, whether it's retail stuff, and you could somewhat reconcile maybe times three, times two, something if you're buying something from Singapore, and it was somewhat manageable and you would get great bargains. But now that is, you know, completely off the books right now.
Yeah, and it all does add up, you know. So, you know, it's not everybody who's just going around and buying one app here and sending one child to university. I mean, it's everything all together, you know, bracing yourself for the fact that consumer goods are going to go up as well. Your daily cost of living, it's just not a pretty picture.
I know that exporters won't be calling into this show because they're pretty happy with the current situation, but if you are feeling the effects of the weakening ringgit, call us at 03-77109000. Of course, you can text us at 016-201-9000. Also, tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got some music for you by Prince, Dirty Mind on BFM 89.9.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You in the car. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. It's time for Talkback. So, hands-free car kits at the ready? Yes? Good. Let's Talkback on BFM 89.9.
The number to call is 03-77-109000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking, how has the weakening ringgit affected you? Our first call of the day is Ahmad. Hi, Ahmad.
Hi. Hello, Ezra.
Good evening. Tell us what you think about the weakening ringgit. How has it affected you?
It has affected me, but I would just clarify that it's weakening. Well, it has been weakening against the other major currencies, but actually it has been weakening against inflation. So I have felt the weakened ringgit since 2008. Yes.
Would you like to elaborate?
Yeah, well, previously, I mean, it cost only 100 ringgit to have a full trolley at the supermarket. Now, it's half a trolley is already 150 ringgit for me. So, there you go.
And when was the last time you went to the supermarket?
I last went last week on Sunday.
And how was that experience?
Terrible. Bought vegetables for almost 36 ringgit.
Wow.
Yep. Cabbages and tomatoes and salads. Yeah, basically for vegetables. There you go. The weakening ringgit. Yep. Not against major currencies. Doesn't affect me. No, I don't buy things, vegetables from America. So, but yeah, I buy local, but it still costs me 36 ringgit just for vegetables. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Ahmad. We appreciate that.
And staying on that tangent, William sent a message in saying, guys, a lot of our most basic onions, garlic imported. Now 1 litre carton of milk costs 7 ringgit when it was 5 ringgit just a few months ago.
Call us at 03-77-109000 if you want to chime in. Just like Ahmad, we're asking you, has it had an impact on you know, your business or personal finances when we're talking about the weakening ringgit? We've got some tweets that came in, also just on the topic of, I guess, food prices. Mujesh tweeting that fruit prices have gone up. We've got another tweet here that says, you know, the weakening ringgit, it has affected my blood pressure. There's another one that says, this is from Gunzi Young, and he says, I've stopped becoming a sugar daddy with my girl. Nowadays, we go Dutch.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
But you know, this, it's just that basic experience of, you know, going day to day to your usual stops, whether you're, you know, filling up petrol, whether you're buying groceries, and it's a real head scratcher for a lot of folks for the last few weeks.
It is, but Yvonne from KL has a different take. So Yvonne says, a lot of people are upset that the ringgit has weakened tremendously as it erodes our purchasing power, but I think we as consumers should take this opportunity to step back and reassess our buying patterns. We can choose to buy more Buatan Malaysia products, not just to support our local businesses, but also it reduces the carbon footprint, which will help in leaving behind a less polluted environment for the next generation. So, yeah, glass half full, certainly.
Thank you very much for that text. You can send your text to 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Of course, you can call us at 03-77-109000. For some more music for you, Kathleen Catfish and the Bottlemen right here at BFM 89.9.
Psst, you there? Open your mouth and talk!
It's Talkback Time on BFM 89.9.
It is Talkback Time. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. We're asking you, how has the weakening ringgit affected you? We're headed straight to the phone lines. Sharon is on the line. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Tell us what your thoughts are on this issue.
Hi. Like Ezra mentioned before, that what was feasible before, as in for education in the UK, as expensive as it was already, the weakening of the ringgit currency did not help at all. And I had plans to go to the UK, but now like I have to reevaluate everything. And I have a friend who's supposed to fly off in September. Right now, have like you know when we're about to be sent to the overseas, like our parents would set aside some money. Mm-hmm. But now it has to be just so much reevaluation for accommodation and everything. And it really affects the entire future, the plan we already had.
Yeah.
And what are you doing, I guess, as best as you can to mitigate, you know, some of these changes? Because, you know, you're responding as best as you can. Has anything come forth in terms of solutions?
In terms of solutions, it's just more on budgeting for now. For me, I still have time to save, but for my friend flying off in September, that's just, I'm not sure how their family is going to try to go around that.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Sharon.
So sorry to hear it.
Yeah, well, you know, I just realized that, you know, we're, I guess, in mid-August. And, you know, for a lot of universities in the UK, in the United States, semester starting in September. So, you know, it's a very awkward time because for, you know, I mean, there's a lot of planning involved. I mean, you think about the application process and the last thing you need to worry about is, you know, how your ringgit is faring up to all these other currencies.
Sure.
So 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you, how has the weakening ringgit affected you? We've just heard that story from Sharon, who called in about the impact on, I guess, her personal finances. We've got another caller right now. It's Faisal. Hi, Faisal.
Hi.
Hi there.
Basically, it's like with the weakening of ringgit, it's hard for most of companies, especially in the oil and gas, to pay our suppliers.
Right.
Because to pay the suppliers.
And can you elaborate on that?
Well, basically, it's like with the most of the payment period with the clients and everything. So by the time the project, we can get the payment to pay the suppliers. But at that point, the exchange rate has gone up, and so the margin for us is pretty much that we are losing a lot in terms of that.
All right, terrific stuff. Thank you very much, Faisal. We just lost him just right at the tail end. But yeah, I mean, you can see some of the margins, you know, depending on what industry you belong to, oil and gas in that example.
And it's really odd that we're talking about oil and gas. I mean, when you think about revenue that streams into the country, the big boys, oil and gas is normally what first comes to mind. Not so much when we're talking about the weakening ringgit and how difficult it's made things for us.
Also, the lower value of oil. You know, oil is, of course, one of Malaysia's main exports. The declining price of Brent crude oil of 38% from its June 2014 high is affecting the currency. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you about the state of the ringgit. How has the weakening ringgit affected you? Call in with your business or personal finances. And of course, tell us if the state of the ringgit has influenced your purchasing decisions. Folks, I've got some news for you, but Talkback will be right back after this on BFM 89.9.
You there? Open your mouth and
talk! It's Talkback Time on BFM 89.9.
Well, at least somebody's excited about Talkback.
No, we are. We always are.
At the moment, it's just me and Caroline talking to each other about the weakening ringgit. But of course, you know, we're slowly getting in some calls. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking, how has the weakening ringgit affected you, be it in business or your personal finances? How has it influenced your purchasing decisions? I realize that, you know, when it's raining and their realities like the weakening ringgit, you're already quite depressed. I don't know why you need need to articulate and voice it. I mean, everybody might just be tired.
Yeah, like, thank you, BFM.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So, well, actually, we've got one of our regulars on the line. Victor is on the line. Hi, Victor. Tell us what you think.
Hi, good evening, Caroline.
Good evening.
Actually, I think we could be lucky in a sense that actually countries go into currency war by purposely devaluing their currencies. And we have achieved that without trying.
it's one of our hidden talents.
Unintended, yeah.
Yeah, well, for all we know, it might be the brilliance of our government. It might be intended. Who knows?
It depends on the outcome, I guess.
As our tourism minister say, the lower value of our currency actually attract a lot of tourists. Mm. So it could be a good thing.
Well, I mean, there is a point there. However, I think tourism numbers didn't do too well. I think if you're looking at the same quarter last year, I think it was a little bit less than expected. But has it affected you specifically, Victor, in any way by way of your purchasing? Are you just a little bit more careful?
It's too early to tell because my children has yet to reach the college going age.
Yeah.
But very soon they will be. Then maybe I'll tell a different story then.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Victor.
Don't forget to call us back then.
Yeah. And also, I guess it's also a good time to save. While the kids are growing up, aren't going to college.
It's the only time to save.
That's true. We've got our next caller. Sheena is on the line. Hi, Sheena.
Hi, good evening, Ezra. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So how has, this current situation affected you?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and there are three ways specifically. I think the way the weakening ringgit has hit me. Mm-hmm. And the first thing is I'm an imported cookie junkie.
Oh.
So, and it's pretty depressing to walk into an import food store, and then you look at the prices, which are on the packaging itself, and it says something like 99p.
Yeah.
But the ringgit price labeled underneath there is 9 ringgit. I'm like, that cannot be right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, Sheena, that's a very specific thing.
Any cookies that you're
focusing in on. That's very impressive.
Any cookies in particular that you can recommend?
Because the thing is, I'm pregnant. So, yeah, I know my cookies. Fox's jam and cream, definitely. And Tim Tams as well. The prices have gone up. The other thing also is in terms of my viewing habits, mm-hmm. I used to be able to sort of get Netflix via VPN, etc. But you know, Netflix, as you know, it's a US entity, so you have to pay in US dollars. Mm-hmm. And now that you know, paying 30 to 35 ringgit is just far too much per month, even for pay-per-view. So I've just sort of resorted to looking for my favorite shows on YouTube because at least that's still free for now.
All right.
Thank you very much for your call, Sheena, for sharing that with us.
And also for your cookie tip. I mean, who doesn't love imported cookies?
Yeah, clearly. I mean, you were asking for recommendations and everything. Folks, call us at 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you, how has the weakening ringgit affected you? Our next caller is Chong. Chong, how has this weakening ringgit, how has the situation affected you personally?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Evening.
Okay, so this is the first call-in I've done without having to dial 25 times.
Oh,
congratulations.
Well, you called in on a good day, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about the company where I work, where I'm in charge of IT.
Okay.
And when the dollar starts going up against the ringgit, what happens is that all the IT products start going up quite immediately. So all the budgets we've prepared from last year are now unusable, and we've been having to be very careful about what we spend on now. So it's already starting to bite into the budget.
Also. Oh dear. Yeah, of course, because it throws it out of whack, and it's stuff that you have to prepare way in advance.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's 20-25% off the mark now, so we've been very careful.
20-25% off the mark, did you say?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because most of the hardware and software are kind of, from US-based products, so definitely it will be hit straight away.
I was just wondering whether there was, at any point in time, as I guess everybody was observing the situation, I mean, was there any point in time in which you could have done things differently? What, in hindsight, what would have mitigated your current circumstance?
It could be that we could have bought some of the things earlier, but then again, you've got to balance it against, do you pay up earlier
yeah.
with the risk, or you wait it out. I mean, we even have some suppliers telling us, hold on, I can't give you a price yet because the currency is fluctuating so much.
Oh, no.
So that's the challenge. I think maybe some of the other food items and all that are not so directly impacted, but certainly for IT stuff, they move very, very fast.
Right. Well, Chong, thank you very much for sharing your experience on that. You know, it's we've heard from a few industries, at least oil and gas, IT, the imported cookies industry, clearly. Folks, we're asking you about the weakening ringgit. Oh, gosh, it's just getting me on a downer right now. But, you know, call us with your stories about how it's affected you, your personal, your business finances, and whether it's affected your financing decisions as
well. Yeah, can you afford Tim Tams anymore?
Yeah. 03-771-09000. Text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. You're listening to Talk Back, BFM 89.9.
Tweet us at BFM Radio. Text 0162019000 or talk to us on 03771 9000. Talk Back on BFM 89.9.
And the number to call is 03-771-09000. Text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. You're with Caroline and Ezra on Talk Back. And we've been asking, how has the weakening ringgit affected you? How's it impacted your business or personal finances? Has it sort of changed your purchasing patterns as well?
Yeah, and you know, some of the things you just wouldn't imagine. So we received this message just sent in saying, I buy a lot of fruit. All imported fruit will be a lot pricier. Apples, oranges, grapes, or lemons. I have to resort to local fruit now, like durians or champadao, which are not necessarily cheap either. And that's very true, and also very difficult to make a lemon pie with durians.
That is true. Call us at 03-771-09000. I must say, fruits have made quite a bit of a cameo on this edition of Talk Back. I don't think we've spoken.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, just realized that. We've got Riz on the line. He's been traveling to Singapore, based on what I have here on my notes. Riz, what has that experience been like with the situation?
All right. I think it was going to be in the midweek of September. I'll be going to Singapore for a music concert, Muse. So I bought a ticket like 6 months ago, so, I mean 4 months ago. So I'll be, it definitely is going to affect me. That's going to be one of the sad news. Of course, I love to go to the concert, but then again, it's going to be a very expensive concert for me.
Well, hopefully the live music will, alleviate some of those concerns.
Yeah, definitely.
But are you somebody who, I mean, prior to this situation, were you somebody that traveled for events or concerts in the region?
Yeah, definitely. I'm one of the, I mean, basically that's, I'll be doing it at least once or twice a year. So definitely this time is going to affect me, because especially I'm bringing one of my cousins as well. I'm paying for him. So definitely it's going to affect me.
Well, hopefully Muse puts on a wonderful performance, which I'm sure they will.
Hopefully, alright.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Sentiments are headed towards a, what is it, supermassive black hole?
Yeah. Oh, very nicely done, Caroline. Oh, we're going to move on to our next caller. Call us at 03-771-09000. We're talking about the state of the ringgit. How has it affected
you? We were talking
about
the state of the ringgit. Oh, that was painful.
That's how painful it was. So we're going to move on to our next caller. Mahan is on the line. Hi, Mahan. Hello, Mahan, are you there?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good, thank you very much. Tell us, what are your thoughts about this issue?
Well, I've got a question, actually.
Go on.
What do you think our Prime Minister thinks of that question?
It would be difficult for us to answer and second guess, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so too. But I'm wondering whether he has, because he hasn't said anything about it, actually.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what he... Well, I'm not a mind reader, so, but I'm sure he's equally concerned as much as we are.
God bless you that, yeah.
All right, Mahan, thank you very much. We're going to move on to our next caller. Sammy is on the line. Sammy, tell us what you think about the state of the ringgit. How has it affected you? Sammy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, tell us what you think.
Well, definitely it is affected very badly on me, because... my son is studying US, and the US currency is really, I mean, it's just had to fork out quite an amount to, you know, to keep him, you know.
Yeah.
It's something which is, you know, and, you know, the thing is, I will, especially here, then our wages are not increasing, anything like that. But what to do? We just have to struggle in order to do these things.
And how long has your son been studying in the United States?
2 years. 2 years. So he's going to third year.
And, of course, I imagine that some sort of financial planning was done in advance to make sense of it.
But, see, the idea is that I've tried number of times in so many institutions, including so many institutions. He has got one of the best results that he can get. But, unfortunately, all the institutions in Malaysia, like Maxis, Petronas, you name it, Gazana, everybody turned it down. So, what to do? I've been very unlucky on that matter. But then we had some sort of lemon. We will try our best, see if we can able to do this thing, because I thought, well, we will add some projects based on whatever our savings, plus my income that's going on. So with that, I say it's okay. We should be able to support. We have not. This is very, very unexpected. We have never expected that my estimate was the thing is, it will never go beyond 3.6. Mm. That was my 3.6 or 3.7. That was my budget.
That was your buffer, yeah. I guess.
That's my buffer, yeah.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Sammy. I mean, it's a real, scenario there. I mean, we're speaking about that hypothetically, but, you know, folks who are finding it difficult.
Yeah, man, the reality of the situation is, I mean, it's terribly heartbreaking, and it's not something that you can run away from in any way. You know, the kids need the money. You need to send it over. They need to continue their studies.
Yep. Thank you very much for your call, Sammy. We're going to move on to our next caller. Satya is on the line. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us your situation.
Yeah, so I used to study in the U.S.
Okay.
And this was, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago. And back then, my parents sent me some money. They bought it at 2.7, I believe. And I had some cash just locked up in my U.S. bank there because I couldn't get it to transfer. It took me a while.
Yep.
And I just got it back about a month ago. So I made a good profit.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there are some, folks who, you know, sometimes they get paid in U.S. dollars. And, depending on at which point in time, that actual money transfers to your bank account, you might have actually, made a little bit more than what you initially bargained for.
Yeah, and I suppose it's nice to hear that there is at least one nice story coming out of it. It seems doom and gloom, just like the weather.
Yeah. 03-771-09000. We're asking you about the state of the ringgit. Michael is on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, love your show.
So, thank you.
How it's affected me is, I buy a lot of video games online.
Okay.
So everything's denominated in USD. So for the same game, which I could have bought last year, everything's priced up now. When you have the currency exchange.
Yep.
As well as apps on the App Store. So, yeah.
So have you been buying less?
Yes.
So let's just go into it a little bit more. How much did you used to buy, and how much are you buying now?
I'd rather not total up the figures. But
let's look over the figure then. Can we even go with the number of games, number of apps, that sort of thing?
Apps, I would say maybe one or two a month.
One or two a month? Okay, all right.
Okay, games, maybe one every 3 months.
That's not bad.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the price of video games, they're like 60 USD.
Right.
So, right, and, assuming you're paying full price, then, now things have gone up a lot. So, yes, definitely deterring me from buying more video games.
Well, if anything, it should encourage you to, I guess, finish off, some of these video games. Thank you very much for your call. And we're going to move on to our next caller. Vincent is on the line. Vincent, my notes tell me that you're traveling to Vietnam to start a business. Has that changed in any way?
No, not to start a business, but initial trip was to go Vietnam and to make shirts, because according to our friends, it's cheaper there. But now that the USD has increased, I guess that plan has gone down the drain.
And what other solutions have come forth to, I guess, manage some of these expectations?
Well, to not make shirts anymore, but to nevertheless enjoy the trip, the beach.
Have a good holiday.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know, at least some folks are going on holiday. And, you know, thank you very much, Vincent, for calling in. You know, we've had, you know, just a range of callers just giving us their little tidbits about how, you know, the ringgit has affected them and what sort of changes they've made when it comes to their purchasing patterns.
Yeah, I mean, quite interesting, right? They're managing things very differently. This message came in. So people tend to forget Malaysia imports labor as well. Businesses have faced labor demands, higher pay with weakening ringgit despite in the export business.
All right, we're going to move on to our final caller before the 7 o'clock news. James is on the line. Hi, James.
Hi. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to say, beyond the typical costs rising, there is a sense of desperation and hopelessness building in this current scenario. I think society is not asking enough questions on what can we do to prevent this from happening again? How much is it within the control of the country and as an individual?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everybody's just looking at, oh, my cost is going up, my cost is going up. But, you know, could we have made choices to prevent this happening on the macro level?
Yeah.
You know, are we too dependent on oil, on energy export as a country, and therefore making us the pariah of currencies within the Asian region?
No, I think that's a fair point, James. Thank you very much for your call. You know, what's really important about that is, you know, he's right. You know, are we asking the right questions? And, you know, we've got to look at the situation and say, well, what's to prevent this from happening again in the near future? What sort of, you know, controls have you put into to mitigate it from happening again?
No, it is important to look at it from a macro level. But, you know, oftentimes it's very, very difficult to make that connection, right? The trickle-down effect, you don't really see it. So from that macro level to your vegetables, for example, your fruit, and that's what we've been talking about this evening, and this is how it impacts us.
We're talking about the state of the ringgit. It's Top Bank. We'll be right back after these messages and, of course, the 7 o'clock news. So stay tuned for that. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk back on the Evening Edition. Only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zaid.
Good evening, I'm Caroline O.
And we've been speaking about the state of the ringgit, how it's affected you. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. We headed straight to the phone line. Surin is on the line. Hi, Surin.
Hi, good evening, guys.
Good evening. Thanks so much for waiting.
So tell us how about the situation, how it's affected you.
Yeah, it has affected me because we are doing trading with after-sales service. We do machinery sales.
Mm-hmm.
And we import a lot of machines from US, from China, from Taiwan, and also from other parts of Europe. And we from Europe is more of Euro, but the companies from Taiwan, China, and US, of course, they will quote us in USD. So there is a situation where now we are facing this situation where we quoted the customer at 3.1, 3.2. That was about early this year when the machine, so they paid down payment 60%. Now the final 10%, it has gone up to 3.9 or 4.
Right.
So now we have to pay our supplier compared to 3.2 to 4 now. So we have lost almost about 25K.
Wow.
From our profit.
Goodness.
You know, almost 25K. And that is only one scenario. And there are other machines which we have already bought, which we have already ordered, waiting to pay the down payment. And then now with this situation, so we have to bring out more ringgit to buy the same machine. And we have already quoted the customer in ringgit and we cannot change the price. So our margin is so thin, and we have to take care of service, we have to take care of transport, we have to take care of everything. So this is the because I'm doing packaging machines. We supply packaging machines.
No, I think, you know, what you've shared with us, you know, really resonates with a lot of our callers, you know, especially those in business. Thank you very much for that call, Surin, and sharing your experience within, I guess, you know, the trading industry.
And the stories seem to be replicated throughout different industries as well. I mean, we're seeing the same story happen in many, many industries.
Well, also just the speed in which, you know, things have taken place and as much as people have been able to account for a certain, you know, amount of buffer just to make sense of how much they're losing. It's just still something that you can't reconcile so quickly. I would move on to our next caller. May is on the line. Hi, May.
Hi. I'm just referring to certain things like defense and all that, that you have to buy artillery in foreign currency, mm-hmm. maybe pharmaceutical products. Like now we are, if we participate in the TTPN, we cannot get generic products, and like regarding medicine and maybe textiles and all that, and we have to pay quite high. So I think to me, maybe we have to switch from domestic made products,
sure.
instead of buying like Louis Vuitton bags or a Gucci bag, and maybe less on a Paraguay, non-Gerard Paraguay watch. So to keep the currency down.
Right.
I mean, so that our foreign reserves will not be affected. And also, we have to remember that we have to pay the pampasan for the MH370, which means the beneficiaries of the of those people, the victims, have to be paid like maybe between 70,000 to 80,000 to maybe 80,000, 90,000.
All right, let's just stay on topic for this evening. Thank you very much for that, May. And I think it was a good point in that, you know, buy local, buatan Malaysia.
Yep, that's something that, you know, people have texted in as well. Going to move on to our next caller. Karen is on the line. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What's your current situation?
So it's not about cookies or durian.
Okay.
But really, in reference to the earlier caller, Sammy, I felt a bit sad about this situation. I'm supporting his son in the States.
Yep, he's. I think his son is studying. Has been there for 2 years.
One more year to go.
So yeah.
Right. So I was in a similar sort of situation, 97, 99. You know, the last economic crisis.
Yes.
Just want to let him know that, you know, the universities sometimes are very supportive. You know, he could appeal to them for some kind of help, and not to despair.
Financial aid, you know, at a lot of these universities, it's an option that you can at least pursue. Thank you very much for that, Karen.
Not at all.
Much appreciated. We're going to move on to our next caller. Kesh is on the line. Hi, Kesh.
You can at least pursue.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, tell us what you think.
Yeah, okay. You asked about the, you know, hindsight, what people could do.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that comes to mind is we should vote a better government. But jokes aside, what is, I think people need to look at is, you know, right now, a lot of... if we buy education policies and things like that for our children, it's all in Ringgit Malaysia. I think, you know, we should encourage the institutions that are doing these sort of things to, you know, maybe give policies in US dollar, things like that, yeah? So, and then, you know, you will be better protected in times like this, yeah?
All right, thank you very much for that call, Cash. We're going to move on to our next caller. Chong is on the line. Chong, tell us about the weakening ringgit. How has it affected you?
Hi. Great. Fantastic. I got in call twice. That's fantastic. Okay. what happened is I also have a child studying overseas, just like some of the callers have mentioned.
Yeah.
And a few months ago, before the currency really went south, a friend of mine was talking about what they had done, so I followed their footsteps and opened what's called a foreign currency account. And so I had put some funds into that foreign currency account, enough for my son's 1 year of studies.
Okay.
And so when this fluctuation happens now, I'm a little bit buffered. I must say, not impacted is not true, but then the currency has already been converted earlier, and therefore... It has less of an impact.
Your forward planning is paying off a little bit.
A little bit. So, but you know, when the next fees come up for the next year, then we will see, because now the currency has moved.
Well, I do wonder if that's something a lot of people do, because I was actually just having a conversation with some of my colleagues here at BFM about that sort of foreign currency account. Is that something that people do often enough? Do you know?
Yeah, I've got a few friends who told me about it, and I decided to do it. I mean, obviously. The advantage is with some of these accounts is when you convert from ringgit into the foreign currency and you need to remit the amount across, there is no reconversion. So you've got to look for that kind of account.
No, I think terrific stuff. I think we really appreciate you know, those thoughts, Chong. I mean, something I'm going to put down just... open foreign currency account. Things to do tomorrow, I guess.
Well, quite a few people are doing it. That's a popular thing to do.
Yeah, thank you very much for that call, Chong. We're going to move on to our next caller. Eric is on the line. And I guess Eric is not on the line.
All right, we're going to do a couple of messages that have come in. This one saying, the ringgit has affected me badly. I have to reduce my meals. Before, I used to take in 700 per week. I have 100 ringgit savings now. I take in 800 a week, and every week it's not enough because my money is spent on medicine. Diabetic drugs have gone up so much, it's really unfair for the sickly. Wilson says, buying Malaysian-made goods is not necessarily the solution. How many Malaysian companies don't source items overseas in USD? Another message, good news is we'll learn to be a little less materialistic. All we need is a little push. Another message saying, our supermarket shopping has increased by 50% over the last year. This one, dear BFM, I'm a young entrepreneur working in weakening in ringgit has indirectly increased the cost price of my products, but I can't just increase my prices to consumers because the price increase will further burden my loyal customers in this bad economy. So I'm now stuck in a difficult business situation with bad cash flow due to GST. And this one, also avoiding Singapore, saying, I'm going to avoid any weddings in Singapore until the ringgit improves. It cost me over 1,000 ringgit just to attend a friend's wedding in Singapore, and that was last weekend.
Well, you know what? We've been speaking about the state of the ringgit. Thank you so much to everyone for calling in and sharing with us your personal stories, and for all the texts and the tweets as well. If you miss any part of this program, you can download the podcast at www.bfm.my. Now, here's something that I'm quite excited about, because, you know, we're wrapping up the program. I've got a couple of, you know, ads after this, but after that, we've got, you know what's coming up?
You look just too excited.
American Pie by Don McLean. It's raining outside. The ringgit isn't doing well. But we've got for you American Pie by Don McLean. That's coming up right after these messages. It's been Talk Back, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.